This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckabee. And let's dig deeper now. Elections for district attorneys have historically been relatively uncontested and depoliticized around the country. But this year, with reform in the criminal justice system in the air nationally, many local voters are seeing the position as a way to affect an immediate change in their communities. Even some deep-pocketed political donors known for playing on the national stage are getting involved. Maurice Chamas has been following this for the Marshall Project. He joins me now. Maurice, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So district attorneys, they are platforms to statewide office sometimes in New York and California. But this year is really transforming the focus.
It is, yeah. For years and years in district attorney elections, you would traditionally see relatively uncontested, relatively low budget races in which the incumbent would kind of come out and say, I am getting convictions, I'm putting people away, I'm keeping, you know, dangerous criminals off the streets, and they would get reelected. This year, however, in a lot of the races around the country, in the primaries over the last year, and then in a few key races this November, you're seeing kind of a rhetoric around criminal justice reform. And so the sort of door has opened to talking about the treatment of rape victims, talking about the death penalty, talking about whether too many African-Americans are being swept up in the system.
How's that being talked about? Are candidates campaigning on, I'm going to seriously address the ratio of African-Americans to other people in prison?
They are. They're talking about it, and they're talking about all the sort of policy details of that for low-level drug crimes. You know, I'll set a new course where we're going to give them citations instead of prison time. I'm going to create a wrongful conviction unit to uncover situations where somebody has gone to prison and shouldn't have gone. You're seeing challengers basically in these races, often kind of younger up-and-comers, sometimes themselves of color, though not always, sort of challenging these incumbents who have been around for a long time or who are, you know, kind of the successors to the district attorneys that have been in office for decades.
Is this a grassroots district-to-district kind of phenomenon?
It is.
So it's not partisan. It's not the Democratic Party aligned with some sort of uber sort of strategist?
No, not exclusively. I mean, a lot of these upsets over the last year in primary races, both Democrat and Republican, in which these sort of insurgent challengers talking about criminal justice reform beat their own party's nominee. And the one exception to that is that in a handful of these races, George Soros has gotten involved.
He's the big player.
George Soros has been donating through his political action committees a lot of money to a handful of key races. But it is very grassroots in the sense that, you know, Soros's people have to kind of find the specific races to donate to.
This is a test, though. Can a district attorney using this model, prison reform, keeping people from going to prison for limited reasons and creating reform alternatives to prison as a sort of power base being district attorney, is that going to make you a strong community leader as the old throw in and throw away the key, lock the door, throw away the key kind of thing?
Yeah, it's a tension. I mean, we are the only country, as far as I know, that elects district attorneys, one of the only countries that elects judges. You know, we have a kind of direct democratic lever on these people. In many other countries, they're completely non-political. And this creates a kind of tension. You know, a big example of this was in Baltimore, where Marilyn Mosby is the district attorney and has been for a little while now. She was under tremendous pressure to prosecute the officers involved in the death of Freddie Gray. And then when she did prosecute them, she was accused of doing it for her own political ambitions. And then
when she lost,
it was seen as a liability next time she runs for office. So the fact that these offices are becoming politicized, I think, makes a lot of people who watch the system very closely a little bit nervous. An example of that is defense attorneys who say, what if my client isn't going to get the deal they should get because the district attorney is trying to get votes by doing one thing or another in my case?
A potential sea change in the criminal justice system looking at district attorney races. Maurice Chamas is a staff writer for the Marshall Project. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.